Ilomogezi, and I am your Radio Bay.
Youngblood 5.
On Youngblood 5 this week.
Today we're in conversation with Justine Jewell, who is the program design lead at Smart Start. What is the story behind Smart Start?
The story behind Smart Start is that across South Africa we know that there's probably over a million children before school who do not access early learning opportunities, and those are really important for our later success in life. And so Smart Start was born out of a desire to expand access so that more and more children could have the right foundations in place for success at school and in life by getting good quality early learning experiences. And we do that through a partnership model called the Social Franchise. We have 13 implementing partners across the country who are helping us deliver our program to basically recruit, establish and license early learning practitioners, so preschool teachers, in sites across the country. For some parents, obviously this is relatively new. They didn't have preschool in their days, or this is a newer program, and it's taken a while for people to understand the value of early learning. You know, sometimes people see it as that it's just play, and you know, why, my children already play at home. But I think there's been a lot of building of understanding around the importance of these years for our later success, that we have opportunities for quality, playful learning activities, both at home and at preschool. And while we're building that with parents, we're getting huge sort of positive feedback from the communities around people saying, you know, they've really seen the changes in their children. Schools even saying they've seen the, you know, children coming better prepared for school, ready for learning, and so on. So I think that's been really gratifying and exciting. Each of our Smart Starters, the people who run early learning programs, are independent micro entrepreneurs. They are sort of operating currently at about 5,000 sites across 9 provinces. So we're not everywhere. So an interested parent could go to our website, smartstart.org.za, and they could register their interest, and then there would be contact to say if we're operating in their area or not. On our website, they can also access a range of free learning materials, information, tips for parents that will anyway support them. So in a sense, they can sign up their children for enhanced early learning, even just through our website and through our zero-rated, freely available tools. And then I could also connect them with programs in the area if there is a Smart Starter there. What we'll be going to do in the next year is really be enhancing our home learning support, so making more and more materials and tools and processes available to support caregivers in the learning at home. But we will be continuing with what Smart Start does anyway, which is, as I explained at the beginning, expanding access. So we'll be growing in all the provinces where we operate. Obviously, COVID had a huge impact on slowing us down in many ways, not being able to establish in new areas, but also the economic impact on parents has meant that, you know, there's been a slowdown of enrollment. So we're looking forward to the next year to really continue to expand our pool of early learning practitioners and Smart Starters so that we can increase access for children across the country. I mean, if we're going to close this access gap around those children who don't have access, we need to establish, to reach all those children, another 50,000 practitioners. And so Smart Start has really been built as a platform to do that, to recruit, to license, train, to quality assure, to establish these small micro entrepreneurs so that we can reach those children who currently don't access. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, all of that you can find at our website, probably the easiest, Smart Start, so smartstart.org.za. We've got a parent portal there, we've got links to our Facebook, our WhatsApp bot, our all the other spaces that you might find, as well as that particular website is zero rated, so it doesn't cost anything for anyone to access.
Justine, thank you so, so much. You're doing such an incredible job at Smart Start. We salute you here on 5FM. Shout out to you.
And to you too. Thanks for having us.
Awesome.